Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Podcast Network Asia.
Hello, my friend, and welcome back to the podcast. It's me, the host of this show, and your friend, Julianne. And for today's podcast episode, I want to share with you some learnings that I got from James Clear, one of the people that I look up to in the self-improvement category of life. He talked about how to give advice in 3 steps to exceptional results. So let's do 3 ideas first from James Clear, which I absolutely love and can help us all moving forward with our lives. He said, "You don't need to predict how everything will play out. Just master the next step and continue moving in the right direction." I love this lesson because it is so relatable. We are often always overthinking. We're thinking about the destination and we don't focus on the journey. We forget that to get to the top of the staircase, we must take 1 step at a time. And we focus on the 100 steps and it's so overwhelming. And there are so many alternative realities, outcomes. We predict how everything will play out. This could go wrong. This could go right. This could go wrong, or this could happen. And we lose sight of the 1 step in front of us. Just master the next step and continue moving in the right direction. Another one is that prediction depends on events outside of your control. Creation depends on events within your control. Don't guess about the future, shape it. We must remember, my friend, that we actually have power to influence our outcome. And yes, there are certain things in our world that we cannot control and we must surrender completely to the Lord God. But there are also things within our control that we can use. You know, we can work on ourselves and better ourselves and control our emotions and make healthy habits and make wise decisions to improve the quality of our lives, to shape our future into something that we want it to be. And the third from James Clear are 3 steps to exceptional results. Number one, do less. Stop dividing your attention. Number two, do it right now. Once you have identified the essential, go fast. Maintain a bias toward action. Number three, do it the right way. Acting quickly doesn't mean acting carelessly. Get to work right away, but keep working on it until it's right. I also want to share 2 quotes from other people, not from James Clear. There's this Spanish philosopher, his name is Baltasar Gracian, on how to give advice. And I love this, and I try to keep it in mind whenever I give advice, and I feel like whenever I get good advice, this is how I feel. So he said, "When you counsel someone, you should appear to be reminding him of something he had forgotten, not the light he was unable to see. When you give advice to someone, it should seem like you're reminding them of something that they've already learned, something they already have within themselves, not something that they never learned before. And in this way, you are empowering someone that, you know what? You had the knowledge within you. You had the wisdom within you. I just reminded you of it. I just help ignite the spark within you to know that you have the capacity to know this advice, to have this advice. But sometimes you're just human. You forget. And it's so empowering to remind someone that you don't need to rely on another person to get the wisdom, to get the words that you need. But it definitely helps to ask people for help. And ultimately, it helps a lot, so much more, to ask God for help. There's also this writer, her name is Susan Sontag, and she has a quote on persistence. She said, "It never occurred to me that I couldn't live the life I wanted to lead. It never occurred to me that I could be stopped. I had this very simple view that the reason people who start out with ideals or aspirations don't do what they dream of doing when they are young is because they quit. I thought, well, I won't quit." This is such a powerful mindset. You know, be persistent. If you have a dream, if you have a goal and you believe in your heart that you're meant to achieve that goal and you pray about it and you discern about it, you ask God for wisdom to know if this is something you're meant to accomplish and you still believe it, be persistent. Keep going. Don't quit. And one more thing that I got from James Clear. There's a question. Okay, what is the most likely cause of failure? Before it happens, how can I prevent it? If it happens, how can I recover? With every major decision in our lives, it is so important to think of the possibilities. Yes, I mean, I'm not telling you that we should overthink. Yes, we should have faith. Yes, we should surrender. Yes, we should do our best and God will do the rest. With all of that said, my friend, I want to remind you that your presence has purpose. There's a reason why you're here, why you're still here. You still have time to change, grow, be the person you believe you are meant to be. And most importantly, please always remember that the Lord God is with us. Please share this podcast episode with family, friends, people who you think need to hear this, and I'll talk to you on the next podcast episode.
The views and opinions expressed by the podcast creators, hosts, and guests do not necessarily reflect the official policy and position of Podcast Network Asia, the hosts of the program, or other programs of the network. Any content provided by the people on the podcast are of their own opinion and are not intended to malign any religion, ethnic group, club, organization, company, individual, or anyone or anything.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.